Ralphie Radio Show, many thought she should have been convicted of manslaughter and first-degree murder. However, it appears next Wednesday, Casey Anthony will be a free woman. Why next Wednesday, though? Some thought that she was going to walk free today. Well, joining me from the heart of it all down in Orlando, Florida, attorney Lawrence Walters. He created FirstAmendment.com. Mr. Walters, are you surprised that Casey didn't walk free today and instead now she has to wait until next Wednesday?
You know, it was a 50-50 coin flip, really, as to what the judge was going to do. I'm a little concerned that that Ms. Anthony was treated differently than just about anybody else that received 4 misdemeanor convictions. Nobody does 4 years on misdemeanor convictions. It's certainly not typical.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the judge was sending her a message that, you know, I think that you're guilty of something much more severe than what you were convicted on, so you know, I'm going to give you the maximum punishment for each of these and run these sentences consecutively. So I was a little surprised to see that. I mean, this is Judge Perry is known as a fair judge. So consistent with that reputation, I would have expected him to give her a sentence that's more in line with what you typically get for a misdemeanor conviction.
Absolutely. We're talking with attorney Lawrence Walters here on the Ralphie Radio Show. The one thing about Casey's freedom being delayed until next week as opposed to her walking free today, I guess, if anything, it gives authorities and it gives the Casey Anthony camp a little more time to figure out what exactly she's going to do when she gets out of jail, correct?
Yeah, frankly, I think that releasing her today would have been a mistake. There may have been some element of protection involved here in not releasing her today. For her own good, it would not have been wise to release her to the throngs and masses gathered outside the courthouse, and you know, God knows what would have happened to her if she just simply drove away, even if she had, you know, some level of protection. I suspect that Ms. Anthony will be released in a very informal and non-publicized manner. Just one day we'll hear about the fact that, you know, she was released from the county jail and she'll be at an undisclosed location, and that's the potentially the last we'll hear from her directly, if her safety is to be looked out for.
Absolutely. While the case is over, the story is far from over, though, and it's happening all down in Orlando. That's where attorney Lawrence Walters checks in from, the creator of FirstAmendment.com. Mr. Walters, as always, thank you for the 411.
Happy to be here.